Okay, now we're back and we're going to discuss the 40-year cycle chart, which is my longest T concept. It has a companion in T's, but the cycle is a more interesting discovery. And today I just wanted to review it, and you'll notice that this chart now has a gold T in it. You can't make them in yellow, so I made it in green, but it sort of sticks up there. And I just want to summarize, so I get everything clear in my own mind here, how we're going to proceed. The general idea of the discovery of this, you can come two ways at looking at this. One, you can use constant width envelopes in order to diagnose the problem, and we have some charts available to that. The next time I do the topic, I'll use that. And then we made the discovery that the approximate 40-year lows in the oscillator, which is just a giant version of the short-term oscillator, is a spacing of 40 years. So I have that down in the line there with the red 40 years midway between these lows. And the big problem has always been that you couldn't really tell what was going on because the cycle was never really expected to be that exact. So in the evolution of this forecast, the next thing that turned out to be important was that the upside momentum in the oscillator at the year 2000 was the same as 1929, which had previously been the highest high. So, you know, you're kind of looking at that was a bad case. I made the mistake of thinking that the market was going to crash right at that point. It turns out the technology stocks crashed as a result of the dot-com speculation, but that just came down, and we were able to get a new in terms of the 13 T's that I use in the 66 to the present chart. You see what in that oscillator I put down T number 12 in black, and that is the last T. And then when we fell down off that low, we went back to the zero line, which is a normal support level. If you look back at the low in the what would have been 74. 82 type. Actually, it's a whole series of lows there, but they found out that there was resistance just under that neutral level, which it happens to be a red dotted line on this chart. It's another case of how neutral levels become the eye of the hurricane, which we discussed the other place. Except they try to overshoot it a little bit, just to make sure that life is difficult. So now we're coming up and we get this T number 13, and you notice that the oscillator rallies, they really look quite pathetic. And that patheticness is partly the fact that you're just rolling over. You really haven't seen the damage yet. And yet you can look around, you can see a lot of damage, but it does appear to be an awful lot of damage coming that it's going to be very difficult to get out of. So if you got a little problem with the stock market right now, it may turn out that by the time we get to the year 2020, you find out that problem was insignificant considering the problems that you have going ahead. The next observation that was important to me, and this occurred about 10 years ago, was that the alternating lows, that is the one around 1850, the 30s, and the new one that we project to be someplace by the 2020 time period, is a depression. It's a true depression. That is, no matter what people do, they can't stop it. The academics thought that in the 70s that they had saved the world by doing clever things. And if you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is the red line in here for recent history anyway, you can see that it came up out of the 30s, it just went sideways, then it broke up. And so they assumed that they were able to control the situation. And however, it turns out that my discovery was that it's the alternating 40-year cycles that caused the problem. And so there's an 80-year cycle someplace in here, but it's not exactly 80 years, and the history prior to the 30s is kind of messy to analyze. Some of the cycles don't seem to come out, exactly And you wouldn't assume that they would come out exactly either, because there's no particular mechanism for a 40-year cycle. However, as I was researching this, I found out that if you'd go from 29 to 68 to 2007, you can make a judgment that there's a 39-year time interval, which is close enough to 40 years. And if you look at the 32 to 74 lows, you get 42 years. Well, that's not very far from 40 years. So the question is, where would you project the next low? Well, when you look at the way cycles go and you just have to make a guesstimate, you don't really know, you'd say that you'd come from the 74 low either 39 years, because that was the cycle on the top to top, or you'd have to take the last one as 42 years. So you can come up with an estimate of the next low is 2013 or 2016. And the problem is that if you get some of these problems to start to unravel on you, that's almost a lifetime to have to go through the trouble. And so if you're looking around in magic T theory and you say, I don't like these T12, T13 type things, I'm looking for something big, the only thing you got as big is the gold T. So I've had a program working on the chart that goes from 66. It's a daily chart, and he's finished most of his work on that. So I'm going to be busy with that for some period of time. And as soon as I get something, I'll start to put it up. But the first thing to do is to forget about the New York Composite and the S&P 500, and go get all the gold data, which I have, and stick it into that chart and start doing the gold T, the gold history. Because that's going to be the one area that you're going to have to look at in T theory, because it's the only one that has the big T. What's likely to happen is that as people discover they have a problem, they're going to get more interested in gold, and so the gold is going to become a little more violent. And you notice that some of these markets, they just capture people's attention and they tear on the upside. So gold would be a good candidate. The other thing that's in history relative to bonds is that they want the highest quality bonds, and the highest quality bonds turn out to be treasuries. So that's the other area that you look at. And of course, the person that made the most money out of the crash was Joseph Kennedy, who's the father of the three politicals, and he was the great bear raider in the 30s, and he made a fortune in he made so much money in the 29 to 32 crash that he was able to buy major properties in Chicago, which is where all the traders live, and then he devoted the rest of his life to raising three sons to see if he could get somebody in to become a president. And it's really, it ended up kind of tragically for two of them, but he says that was the great bear raider. And the lesson in that one is it has to be done with short sales. And so those are the three that you can, off the top of your head, say what works in a bear market strategy. So that's just an overview of what you got to deal with, and it isn't going to make any difference with the short term. The short term thing is nice to be able to refine it, and you'll always want to have a refinement process. But this has got the roadmap, and the roadmap doesn't look very good here. So the warning sign of a depression is the break below these lows that were seen in the 70s, 70s to early 82. That's where it's just below that red line. And then things start to really get fundamentally very messy. In other words, you're entrapped in things that are not resolvable. If there is truly a low out there, one reason for actually believing that there's a low out in 2020 is that the gold advance from the mid 60s topped in 80, and the spectacular rise in the Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't start until 2 years later, and that is in 82. The low was made before then, but you couldn't get the spectacular rally until afterwards. So you would say that probably, just taking that into account here, and then relying on the gold T for a 2020 top, is that you can make the low well before 2020 which could be 2013, 2016, or something like that, and you could get a recovery, but it wouldn't be great because the gold T has to die before the stocks can recover. And that's and I would say that you have to have a speculation in gold before you can get based on the fact that people are going to dump stocks and in order to carry this forecast out. So you have two required conditions. One of them is that the T13 dies out and then the oscillator doesn't go back and make a double bottom or something like that, it just breaks down through. And then the other, and that's going to lead you into the depression. But the other thing that has to happen is the gold has to attract a lot of attention because there's only so much of it. Otherwise, you can't have a billion people interested in preserving their capital and trying to find some new gold someplace that doesn't exist. That's a whole different game because of confiscation problems and stuff like that. But, you know, you take it one year at a time or one week at a time, and I think there's enough stuff in here to play out the forecast correctly. So that's the end of that. This our presentation for this week. I did find out that my microphone cable was defective and I had a little bit of an audio problem. There, I think probably we're okay now. And I'll be busy on Monday and Tuesday. So I think I answered some of the questions that have been asked now. But you can wait till Wednesday to ask me some more questions and see how things go. Because I think I've answered what you're going to be looking for, and that's just some kind of a rising bottom pattern in the oscillator. And I start that on Tuesday, and you can check the other site. Thank you.